For the last month, we've been talking to Michiganders about the issues most important to them, and today we bring you our final two Voter Voices segments ahead of next week's election.
My name's Dan, and I'm from Canton, Michigan. As a Michigan voter, I think the most important issues for me at this time are getting the budget in line and getting equal rights for everybody, equal pay for women, and equal rights for everyone. I think the budget's important for Michigan because in order to get anything done, we need to have the funds for it. And for equality, it's America. We're supposed to be that and show the world that. What concerns me most? Political climate, I think, is so one way or the other with everyone, and people aren't wanting to meet in the middle and have discussions. And I think mostly people want the same kind of things, but it seems to be a society where everything's the extreme right or the extreme left.
My name is Charles. I live in Belleville, Michigan. What matters to me is equal opportunity for all people, women and people of color and other groups. I think it matters. It's always been an issue. We want a level playing field. And that's not happening now. What concerns me is it's very divided, and I hope that division get resolved or get dissolved to some degree after the election, where Democrats and Republicans can come together. A house divided cannot survive. You know, you have to come together as a United States. That's what it means, United States, not separate states. So that's what it is.
I'm Rach Albright from Adrian, Michigan. I do absentee ballot, so it's been in for weeks. I'm strictly a Trump person, so.
Are you concerned about today's political climate, and if so, why?
No, because I believe it's all in God's hands.
My name is Mohammed Harani. I live in Dearborn, Michigan, and I am a software engineer. The biggest issues for me as a Michigan voter, they probably propagate down to the absurd amount of gerrymandering that goes on in the state. So it's very, very difficult for certain people to vote within a, I'd say, region that's convenient for them. They make it inconvenient for specific agendas. I would have to say that America's political climate today is akin to the common reality TV show. It's just the fact that everything is kind of fabricated and it's kind of made to mislead people or just occupy them, to entertain them. Politics today in America is entertainment.
Thanks to Mike Blank and Rozzy Joffrey for recording those interviews, and to all the producers across the state who contributed to this segment, and of course, the voters who shared their perspectives with us.